Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. Padres ran into a buzzsaw on the mound. Chris Sale, the ace left-hander, Chicago White Sox, struck out 9, two-hit victory, retired 15 in a row. White Sox beat the Padres 4-1 on Sunday. Paul Konerko home run and a two-run double, but a successful road trip. Padres go 3-3. Padres-Pirates open in a six-game homestand at Petco Park Monday night. Tim Stauffer starts. However, the Padres limp home. Outfielder Cameron Maben out with a calf tweak, and Tommy Medica now has a quad injury. Dodgers are not playing well. They lose 2 of 3 to the Pirates. Got beat again on Sunday night. Josh Harrison crushes a long home run. Zach Greinke got roughed up for the first time on the season. Angels lost to Oakland again. The A's sweep the Halos in a weekend series. Suddenly, the Angels are not hitting. They've lost 6 of their 9. Top games, Major League Baseball, Texas blanks Washington. Yu Darvish been fighting through neck problems. 12 strikeout shutout. Boston tames Tampa Bay. Both Sox have won 7 in a row. Toronto clubs Kansas City. Edwin Encarnacion hits his 17th home run of the season. How about the Jays? They've won 16 of 20. Minnesota took out the Yankees. You know who beat New York? One of their former starters, Phil Hughes. He goes to 6-1 on the season. Something weird's going on with the Tigers. They got dumped by Seattle. Detroit's lost 10 of its last 15. Colorado, which beats everybody's brains out at Coors Field, doesn't play well on the road. They lost again in Cleveland. Michael Bourne, 2-run home run. Rockies go to 2-7 on the road trip. Here come the Giants. Bruce Bochy's team has won 9 of 11. San Francisco shut out St. Louis. And Cincinnati hits 4 home runs. They beat down Arizona. Diamondbacks are 9-22 at home. Looks as if ex-Padre pitcher Heath Bell has reached the end of the road. Reports are he's going to opt out of his Baltimore Oriole contract because he's not pitching very well at AAA Norfolk in 6 games, 6 innings, 5 runs, 6 walks allowed. Another ex-Padre is gone. Wade LeBlanc designated for reassignment by the Angels. NBA basketball Thursday cannot come fast enough. It's going to be fun. 4 days of rest, though, for both San Antonio as well as Miami. The Spurs eliminated Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals over the weekend. San Antonio was just methodical in pounding the way to victory. The Thunder look very immature, taking wild shots down the stretch. They get knocked out of the playoffs again. In the East, Miami blew out Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals. Pacers being heavily criticized for being terribly immature in that playoff series. The NBA Board of Governors has canceled the Tuesday session they had to vote on the foreclosure of Donald Sterling. Instead, the league has now signed off on the $2 billion sale of the Clippers franchise to Seattle industrialist Steve Ballmer. And a terribly sad story, Lewis Katz, former owner of the New Jersey Nets, when they went to the NBA Finals in the early 2000s, killed in a fiery plane crash in Massachusetts over the weekend. NFL football, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, criticized by the union for not taking discipline action quicker on Colts owner Jim Irsay, lashes back at Damaris Smith, the Players Association chief. Goodell says, I want all the facts on the DUI and his involvement with painkilling pills before I'm going to make a decision. NFL did make a decision on Arizona Cardinals star linebacker Darrell Washington, suspended the entire 2014 season, another violation of the drug program. And more trouble for the stupid wide receiver of the Cleveland Browns, Josh Gordon. He's already facing a 1-year suspension at the league level for re-involvement with drug problems. Now he gets arrested over the weekend speeding on Interstate 71 outside of Cleveland. Car full of marijuana smoke. One of his friends had weed. The question is Gordon been drug tested? Will he test positive? Giants have lost cornerback Will Hill, starter, suspended for 6 games this season. Another violation of the drug program. And Jack Elway, the son of Denver Broncos general manager John Elway, arrested in Colorado, charges assaulting a girlfriend. NHL hockey does not get any better than this. The LA Kings are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. An emotional Sunday night 5-4 overtime win over the Chicago Blackhawks. Alex Martinez fired a wrist shot that hit a Blackhawks defenseman in front of the net in overtime and ricocheted in. The Kings rallied 3 times to tie the game in Chicago, fought back from a 2-0 deficit to climb back in it. It's the third Game 7 win on the road for the Kings in postseason play. Amazing. Kings meet the rested New York Rangers Wednesday night, first game of the Stanley Cup Finals. Kings, though, going to have home ice advantage there. Briefly elsewhere, Phil Mickelson says he is not a target of an FBI insider trader information stock scandal, but yes, he's been questioned. Meanwhile, Memorial Golf Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, Bubba Watson and Adam Scott fall apart in the final five holes. Japanese 22-year-old rookie Hideki Matsuyama gets the win. NASCAR, San Diegan, Jimmy Johnson runs away from the pack, wins for the ninth time at Dover in the Delaware 400. That race, by the way, was red flagged because the track pavement came up in chunks. They had to stop the race for more than 22 minutes to make repairs. Detroit Grand Prix, Helio Castroneves outran teammate Will Power to win that IndyCar race. French Open tennis tournament, Roger Federer looks like he's at the end of the road of his career, got bounced out of the French Open in the quarterfinals. Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic have marched on. In soccer, Team USA beat Turkey 2-1 in World Cup play, a friendly match over the weekend. The injured Cliff Dempsey comes off the bench to score a goal. And FIFA is very concerned that two of the new stadiums being built in Brazil are not ready to open. One of them is supposed to host the U.S. versus Ghana in a first-round game. And an unbelievable story in South America, soccer icon Pele, his son, sentenced to 33 years in prison for laundering drug money. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.